Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, just back from Chicago, as we were over the weekend, watching Michigan State Northwestern, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Well, hello there, Jack. I see you're still buoyant from the weekend as you're talking about it, as I am, but to various people. It's a lot of fun to think of that weekend. Yeah, that was fun. Saw you in your red outfit on the sidelines on TV when I rewatched it later on.
Yeah, a lot of people commented on that. I had no idea I was on at the time, and I wasn't trying to stand out like I was going to stop traffic, but apparently that's what some people saw. I want to talk to you a little bit about the campaign and all of the negative campaign ads. And as you pointed out, they're there for one reason. They work. Why do they work?
You know, Jack, I think where people don't trust politicians to begin with, and because I thought about this myself, and I'm trying to think, why do these seem to work? And I think what happens, because people don't have a lot of faith in a lot of elected officials, they're more than ready to believe something. And then they get that aha type thing. And then I think people, a lot of times, that like to gossip, like to gather information. And if they see, you know, you can go for 1 minute watch Bernero, then you can watch Snyder, and you could say, well, why would anybody elect either of those guys, okay, when they pick a look that shows them in a negative way or whatever it might be. But I think people don't trust politicians. And a lot of times, if they feel that way and then they see these negative things, that can have an impact. And then I think there's a lot of people that don't really think about who they're going to vote about until the day before or even the day when they're over there, even people that vote. And I think these negative ads can have an impact on undecided people or people that haven't been thinking that much, and particularly if they're gullible and they're willing to believe, because some of these ads are very convincing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You hear this one's a liar, untrustworthy,
right,
to will take your grandma's money away and watch out for your house. So
they can take the same themes and put them in any state, and they still work. But I talk to a lot of people, John, who say, I am so sick of these ads, I just hate them.
Well,
then they wind up watching them.
I see that, but they must work. I mean, both parties do it, so it's not like we're picking on a particular political party.
Right.
They tend to work. They must work, Jack. Otherwise, once they didn't work, then people wouldn't be using them.
Right.
And what we'd all like are just positive, even if there's a spin to them, that's a little different than a real negative ad. Like, you could have made a statement one time, like, I'm going to get rid of I don't know, Social Security, whatever, it could be any statement we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have just said it at a meeting, and all of a sudden, 10 years later, 5 years later, that becomes the theme of what you're going to do. And I'm really not trying to take a particular example. I'm just saying that would be the kind of thing.
Every word you say is grist for the political mill, and you're always responsible for those comments, and sometimes they come back to bite you. But
well, they certainly can.
I see people who wanted change in 2008. They were determined change was it, and Barack Obama swept into Washington with that mandate. And then before change is enacted, now people want change. So now there will be a change. It seems there will be a significant change. My bet is in 2012, people are going to want change. In 2014, people are going to want change. Is that just something that is going to inhibit us in having policies run through for the duration? This is not an easy job. Things can't be done in 2 years.
I believe this, Jack. I think Barack Obama has kind of hit it when he says people have been unhappy for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I think he's just become part of the process, okay?
Yeah.
And I think what happened is people that were more than ready to get rid of the Republicans who they were unhappy with, apparently they're unhappy with this group too.
Right.
So I think until you can get people there that can connect with the people as a whole, you know, when you can go back to a Reagan and a Tip O'Neill, two good old Irish guys, totally different backgrounds, representing different things, but they could work together.
Sure. We have it in this state with William Milliken, and
yes,
the stories he told me about Coleman Young, were hilarious. But you know what? They got some things done.
And that, I think when you get things done and you don't get them done with the support of the rest of the political wing, and then we've run into this for years now, ultimately it sours people on everybody because people think, like, let's just take as an example, if the Republicans do take more, you know, take control of the House, whatever it might be, I think they'd be better to look at first at their approval ratings and realize that they have very poor approval ratings, just like the Democrats do.
Right.
And what they have to do is, if this were to occur, as an example, don't take it as a mandate like the Democrats did when people were mad at Bush, and just think if you can push things, get certain things done, that that's the right thing to do. I believe there are such things as principles. I believe you have to stand up for certain things. But I cannot believe there are not common grounds, common things that people can agree to. I just don't accept that. I never accept when I hear, well, these people won't, none of them would ever work with you. I believe you could, as you've also listened to the tape on Team of Rivals with Lincoln. People should look at, just as an example from 100 and some years ago, a guy who came to power, most unlikely guy coming to power, dealing with the Civil War, dealing with slavery, dealing with Southern states, dealing with many people that had no interest in necessarily getting rid of slavery, but wanted to keep the Republic together, and somehow he weaved all of that together and worked with all these people. And we just haven't seen that, and that's the time. I mean, I'm not expecting we're going to get a Lincoln or a Washington,
right.
But I do feel there. What people have to do is realize you have to be able to come together and people work as a group. We are still a very bifurcated nation.
Yeah, we have so much rancor and divisiveness, and I think it's getting worse, not better, in many ways.
I see it, Jack. I see no difference now than 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just see. Well, whoever gets in power says we need more time. And those that are out of power are ready to come in and say we need a change. See, it all depends on the political...
Where you're sitting.
It depends on where you're sitting. And that is the thing that interests me. But what's forgotten in this thing is that the people who really, I think, are really disliked by most people in Washington, I really believe that, Jack. I believe the heroes of America, the people that go to work every day, the people that strive... The people that die in faraway battlefields, those are not the people that are always worried about. They're talked about.
And they're also not the people who are making decisions. And I think we are increasingly moving toward a plutocracy, John.
Well,
I've
said I think George III would be very happy. I see when I look at a Supreme Court, Jack, that if you only have Harvard and you have... Harvard and Yale.
Yeah.
So people here can argue about Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, whatever it might be. But that is kind of an odd situation where you don't necessarily have the whole country represented. But, Jack, you can talk to anybody you want, and you're going to find people do not feel well represented in Washington. But I'll tell you what I do see, and I this is a challenge. I find the highly educated do not trust or really have enough faith in people as a whole. Now, that's just kind of when I hear things. I always hear one says, well, this group is dumb, this group is ignorant, this group is prejudiced, this group can't be trusted, this, call it whatever you will. But ultimately, it is the people here that have made this remarkable republic, this remarkable place we are. And I do think it's time, as John F. Kennedy said, the well-to-do had better worry about those that don't have. And I'm not just talking about giving everybody the same thing. That's like a Roman circus,
right,
okay?
Right.
I'm talking about opportunity and finding good. And I'll give you another one, Jack. When someone runs for office and doesn't ask for particular groups, says, I want all Americans, I want all of us united, the one nation, one group, I just see all this truncating, moving people into groups. You're not happy, you're not happy, you're not happy. Come on. Let's get together. Let's really become one. And that, I think, is a problem.
Well, they want everyone to unite, John, but they want them to unite behind them.
Well, but I think I'm going to give you a butt, Jack. I really believe if people really focus, I'm talking about leaders, that we're a group, we're going to work as a team, we're going to find common areas to work. I'll just take health care. I'm sure there's some areas that we could have worked through. My issue is not with national health care. I just don't like when you have it done by one party, even if I agree. Now, that is not meant to be a knock on anybody. It just shows that whoever gets in power thinks that they don't have to work with others. And listen, I'm looking at a 10, 15-year cycle. I don't want to turn it into a one-year, two-year.
Well, when you have one political party say that their goal for the next 2 years is to do everything in their power to be sure that Barack Obama is a one-term president, it doesn't sound like they're very open to compromise.
You know, Jack, give me the 2 years before Barack came in and tell me how kind, caring, tuned in, and as a team the Democrats were.
Absolutely not. That's my point. I think the party that's not in power.
That's right.
They don't have an open mind, and they don't have open ears.
But, Jack, we need somebody. Clinton actually did a pretty good job his second term, finding a way to work with people. Reagan, who didn't have the House or the Senate most of the time, was able to do that. See, I'm not trying to knock anybody. I really believe that we've had many years of broken government. I don't want to knock anybody. Right. I think most people are well-intentioned. I'm not trying to say people are bad. But I think you get to distrust the little people, particularly if we get second and third generation elites that they've never really come from the working class or the people that put a hammer together to do things.
I'm much more suspicious of the elite.
Well, I am too.
And I'm the working class, John.
Well, listen, I actually believe that. I come from a working class background.
Right.
My dad had limited education, my mother. But, boy, they were common
sure.
sense. I look at these legal things. I look at all these things people argue about. It's like how many angels can dance on the tip of a pin? Can God make a valley
right.
without hills? I mean, come on. These are crazy things. Common sense, common people. Let's get back to that, Jack.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. DrJohnB.com. Go online and check it out. John, thanks so much. We'll talk with you this weekend.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right.